Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wrote this for naturalnews.com over a week ago. We posted it at Infowars.com, and we got attacked by the London Telegraph, you name it, for simply pointing out that it could be a black hole that swallowed up the missing Malaysian aircraft. And of course, Mike was saying that he didn't believe that. He was just looking at every option, however impossible it could be, kind of a Bermuda Triangle thing. Was it swallowed into deep space? Or has it been hijacked by some paramilitary group to be used as a giant flying cruise missile with a nuclear weapon in it? I mean, we've just looked at every possible angle. And now, CNN is saying that, is it preposterous to think that a black hole caused Flight 370 to go missing? How many weeks are we into this thing? It is a giant diversion. And I believe that, and the evidence is actually coming out, that governments know where it went, and this is some type of authorized drill or setup where people thought they were part of a drill, and there was a stage hijacking, and Lord even knows what is going on with this, but it really doesn't matter. I mean, I'm sad for people that are were on the plane. We don't know where they are, but some people email me and I see comments, hey, Alex, cover the Malaysian flight more. You've got 20 channels of fake news covering it on television. You've got all the newspapers covering it daily, and we just have so much serious stuff to cover that even though it's a very interesting mystery, I'm not allotting much time to it. Now, what do we have that's really important coming up? I think on the nightly news tonight, we'll do an hour instead of 30 minutes for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, because I want to re-air the entire 30-minute speech that Senator Rand Paul gave at Berkeley and got a standing ovation from the people there, showing how a true libertarian constitutional candidate, as he's going to be for president, obviously, could unify true liberals with true conservatives and constitutionalists to try to save this country. And that's why the system has been trying to destroy Rand Paul. He's moderated a little bit with the establishment so that they wouldn't destroy him out of hand, but he really is a statesman and a born leader. The more I watch what he does, we're just very blessed to have him. And he really has an incredible learning curve with what he's doing. And I know he listens to the show, and I know that I've told Ron Paul this on air and off air, and I know that they're listening. And of course, they don't need to hear from me. They're smart guys, but they need to radicalize their message, because the globalists are so radical. They need to meet the globalist threat with a response that's actually to the point of the enemy. We need to address the fact that a criminal shadow government is taking over and is intimidating and blackmailing Congress and the Supreme Court, and that it's illegitimate. This is how every other country ends up getting taken over. Look at third world countries where the military-industrial complex ends up taking over with the special interests that control it. That's what's going on here. And so when we come back from break, I'm going to air here on the transmission, I don't know, 10 minutes of the historic speech. The first 10 minutes is the most powerful, and then we're going to be breaking that down, because that's the top story. That's what's really important, because if people start going, oh, there really are FEMA camps, they really are buying billions of rounds of ammo, they really are spying on us illegally, they really are incarcerating people for no reason, they really are setting up this anti-liberty grid and trying to suppress the press, we can have an open debate about how authoritarian we're becoming and the fact that the globalists are involved in a revolution to try to convert us into pure tyranny. But it could backfire on them if we politically and economically and culturally resist and speak out against it. We can use their offensive as a way to rally humanity, and it will blow up in their face. I'm going to explain this when we come back, but this is the heart of victory.
The the facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're not going to take being enslaved. We're not going to be usurped. And the first thing we need to do to reverse the criminal authoritarian tide globally is to recognize liberty versus tyranny, authoritarianism versus libertarianism, is to recognize Renaissance versus Dark Age, gang-run government versus the independent animating contest of liberty, free association, free will, not being put in a box, not being labeled, being complex people, true diversity, not the fake kleptocratic diversity that actually robs individualism that is political correctness. This is so essential that we identify the globalists as the criminals, that we identify their form of government as a central banking derivatives fractional reserve fraud, where a handful of elite families and corporations are able to issue the currency and credit and dominate the globe, who then predatorily target their political and economic cultural competition with systems of deindustrialization dumbing down. We have a giant criminal shadow government. There is unified policy uniformity of agenda worldwide under the global corporate model, whether it's Australia, Germany, or the U.S., the U.K., or Mexico. The same corporate governance systems that are authoritarian, global corporate governance, is being put in. With ubiquitous spying, ubiquitous surveillance, ubiquitous police state, ubiquitous attacks on any form of individualism and true diversity. And if we're ever going to have a chance to beat this, we have to fully recognize that we've been incrementally brought into this. Rand Paul has done that. Ted Cruz is beginning to do that. We're going into a dictatorship. The government's scary. Congress is being blackmailed and threatened. People are scared in Congress. We're being spied on. That's what's going on with MI6 and MI5 against the British Parliament. That's what's going on in Germany. That's what's happening with the EU bureaucracy. That's what's happening here. They're using this to stop whistleblowers. They're using this to intimidate people. And Rand Paul knows a lot more than he says in this speech. He says, it seems like they're scared. I don't have any proof of that, because he knows he can't come out and say they're scared because he's saying it in confidence. Of course they're being spied on. It's come out. Of course they're being blackmailed. Of course they're being threatened. Do you have any idea the level of dirty tricks I go through? The level of COINTELPRO and cognitive infiltration, Cass Sunstein garbage? That's great. I steer into that because that's how I know I'm over the target, like a bomber pilot. But this New World Order, folks, is not all-powerful and can be defeated. That's why they want to tell you all day, there's no billions of bullets being bought. There's no FEMA camps. There's no NSA spying. There's no shadow government. None of this is happening. The Federal Reserve's, why federal? It's not private, when it is, of course, private. Because if the truth ever comes out and we have a debate about who really runs the world and how the planet's being stolen by fraudsters, it's over for the globalists. And if we point out that they're the authors of our discontent and the authors of our societal injustice, that they are the prime movers. They're not the authors of all of it, but they're the authors of much of it. And they use the weakness of society to control. If statesmen like Rand Paul continue to talk like this and others pick up the drumbeat, it's over for the New World Order if we address them head on. 10 years ago, sounded radical when I said there was a shadow government setting up a total police state, surveilling everyone with plans to put troops on the streets. I had all the Rand Corporation documents. I'd been to all the urban warfare drills 18 years ago. I knew the plan. They'd written it. I was reading it. It wasn't my opinion. But people said, can't be true. I'm not going to look at it. Had footage of Marines training to confiscate firearms all over the country, and admitting it was for America. I got a couple of responses. You're anti-Marine, anti-military traitor. No, I'm anti-the Marines being given illegal orders. Or, that's fake video, that's not real. Even though I had news articles about what I just filmed. Or, oh my gosh, this is horrible, what are we going to do about it? But again, the mainstream media would never admit it was all real so that we can never have the debate. That's why that congressman told Jesse Ventura in the FEMA camp special, there's no FEMA camps. There's no Emergency Centers Establishment Act. No, there's not. He goes, are space aliens going to come down out of the sky, Governor? And Ventura goes, here's the bill. You authored it. You sponsored it. And he went, I do remember that bill. And started laughing. And when that all happened, they had Time Warner shut that show down and never air it again and erase it off the TiVo and the digital cable and tried to get Time Warner to cancel the show. And instead they said, no, we'll just turn it into Chupacabras and discredit it and Humanzies and stuff. So believe me, folks, they don't want to have a real debate. They want to just keep denying it's all going on, and oh, it's so radical. Rand Paul says there's a shadow government that's arrogant and taking over. Of course there is, and it's public. We force the debate. We are the media. The state-run media is discredited. The system's hoping to sell tyranny as trendy. That's why Obama, you know, is on Ellen and is on Sports Center and is on all the entertainment shows about how cool he is. They want to make it fun being screwed by the New World Order. So let's go to the first 5-6 minutes in this segment. We'll come back in the next segment. I want to play the first 10-12 minutes of Rand Paul's historic speech. We had the text yesterday. We broke the story before he gave the speech. Now it's big national news, and people are resonating with it across the political spectrum for liberty, for freedom, regardless of race, color, creed, political persuasion. This is statesmanship. This is veritas. This is the blood of courage, the blood of victory. And we have to tell it like it is. Sure, it sounds radical to get up here and say this stuff, because it is radical. If I was a small-town police chief that lived down a mountain by a dam, and we got an emergency call by radio that the dam had broken and that millions of gallons of water were coming 20 feet deep, we're going to wipe out the town in 10 minutes, I would run around on the loudspeakers, you know, yelling, get out of your houses, go to high ground now, 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 go, 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 go. And it wouldn't be fire in a theater, because there is fire in a theater. There is water coming down the mountain. You understand that? Oh, hey, man, that's a little radical. Don't be running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Don't yell fire in a theater. Well, if you're in a theater and there's a fire, folks, in the old days it was cellulose and they would explode in flame. It was explosive. What the film was made out of, they were built in like oven boxes in case there was a fire so it wouldn't burn everybody up in there. And if you yelled fire in a theater, there were so many theater fires, people would run screaming and trample each other. If there is a fire in the theater, you better yell there's fire in the theater. They want to just tell you it's indoor heating and, you know, never mind that orange flame. It's going to, you know, make you live forever. No, it's not. It's going to burn our society down. Let's start going to the intro of his speech. We're going to hear quite a bit of this and then get into all the other news. Here it is.
Great to be here at Berkeley. Thank you. Thank you to the Berkeley Forum for inviting me. Now, you may be a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian. I'm not here to tell you what to be. I am here to tell you, though, that your rights, especially your right to privacy, is under assault. I'm here to tell you that if you own a cell phone, you're under surveillance. I'm here to tell you that the NSA believes that equal protection means that Americans should be spied upon equally, including Congress. Instead of equal protection to them, it's equal disdain. They don't care if you're white or black or brown. They care only that everyone must submit to the state. Senator Sanders, and I don't agree on everything, he's an independent from Vermont, but he asked the NSA, he says, are you collecting records on Congress? And in characteristic arrogance, you know what the NSA said? They said Congress is getting the same treatment everybody else is. In other words, yes, yes, and again, yes, they're spying on Congress. They're collecting our data as well. Digest exactly what that means. If Congress is spied upon without their permission, who exactly is in charge of your government? Last week, we learned something new. Your senator's in the middle of this. We learned that the CIA is illegally searching the computers of the Senate Intelligence Committee. They're the ones supposed to be overseeing the CIA. I don't know about you, but that worries me. If the CIA is spying on Congress, who exactly can or will stop them? I look into the eyes of senators, and I think I see real fear. Maybe it's just my imagination, but I think I perceive fear of an intelligence community that's drunk with power, unrepentant, and uninclined to relinquish power. I'm honestly worried and concerned about who is truly in charge of our government. Now, most of you have read the dystopian nightmares, the dystopian novels, and maybe you're like me, you say, you know, that could never happen in America. And yet, if you have a cell phone, you are under surveillance. Last week, a new revelation came out. The NSA uses an automated system called Turbine. They've hacked into millions of computers. The NSA has even posed as a fake Facebook server. You may have seen Zuckerberg complaining to the president about this, to infect computers.
All right.
If you have a computer,
we're
going to
go to break,
be under surveillance.
And then we're going to come back and continue with the speech. And again, a lot of you will be like, well, that's not that radical. We hear more than that every day here. The point is that it's going mainline. People are getting it. Who is this breakaway group that spies on everybody? and does whatever they want and uses it against the press. They're called criminals. They're called enemies. They're called foreign banks. You understand that?
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Right now at Emergency Essentials, get free shipping on every order over $150. And that's not all. We have the guaranteed lowest prices anywhere, like our new Farmer's Market Vegetable Combo that's on sale for 50% off. That's six cans of freeze-dried veggies for only $79.99. Or get Mountain House Pork Chops for 22% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here back live. Ellen sucks up to Obama. Obamacare is doing very, very well. I think everyone's very grateful you did this. That is the essence of state-run media and mind control. Everyone loves it. And we thank you, our dear Kim Jong-un. This is literal North Korea-level BS. And it's, I'm telling you, folks, I don't even watch television. Every time I walk by a TV now, Obama is on an entertainment show. In a full court press, degenerate propaganda fest. Here's another one. Reporter, White House press secretary gets questions from reporters before press briefing. That's been going on for at least 5 years. And again, that's why they're going to get rid of press conferences altogether. You people already became puppets. Just get rid of the facade. They're getting rid of mainline news, folks. Then they're going to have a war against alternative media. This is the new media. That's been announced, run by the Pentagon 4 months ago, announcing, quote, because of Drudge. As an example, you know, that was the archetype example. That they're going to stop lying, but engage with us domestically and work with us and reach out now that they've been authorized to engage in domestic propaganda. Do you see the mind control there? No one believes us. Pentagon propaganda is not working domestically. It's been illegal until now, though we've been doing it. So now we're going to up our game while saying, don't run, we are your friends. If I can put the article back up on screen, I'll give it out and folks can see the Pentagon press briefing with the Undersecretary of Defense. Government promises to stop lying because of Drudge Report Spotlight. And I told you that's a big deal. And folks, they're activating the FBI informants, the military people. You're going to see every dirty trick you could ever imagine come out of the woodwork. Because this is a full-on war. I'm going to come back in the next segment and get to more of the Rand Paul speech. The point is, this is a full-on war. And if they can target the Fox News and Drudge Report and InfoWars, and this is who they're targeting, and Associated Press and Greenwald at The Guardian with the NSA and with government analysts of the Pentagon watching us, which we told you years ago and is now confirmed in four-year documents last week dealing with Drudge. If they can't shut down the alternative media, they will lose, folks, because they're killing the old dinosaur media right now and just making all the White House officials the anchors. Why not? They're all a bunch of egomaniacs, narcissists to begin with. So I am almost speechless right now by the historic point that we've reached as a culture and as a society. In fact, guys, will you grab the video of Ellen in the audio, because I want to play that later. We have it. Let's go ahead and play literal North Korean level BS.
While I have you, I think it's only fair we should talk about Obamacare, and that rhymed.
Well, you know, we've got about 2 weeks left till March 31st for people to sign up. If you don't have health insurance right now, you should go on healthcare.gov, and especially all the moms out there who may have young people, 26, 27, don't have health insurance, but they think they're invincible and nothing's ever going to happen to them. You know, what we've said is you never know what life is going to throw at you.
Telling the women, the slave masters,
at this point, get health insurance.
Get your kids signed up with the company store.
$100 a month or less.
Oh, yeah, right.
In some cases, less than your cell phone bill or your cable bill.
Herbal.
And it gives you some financial security. It gives moms some mental security that their kids are going to have decent care.
Getting the women to go out and ruin the country. Know,
particularly at this moment when a lot of young people, as they come out and they're getting their first or second jobs, they don't necessarily get a benefit on the job. Now's the time to take a look at it. But the website is not working. Healthcare.gov actually works the way it's supposed to. And I hope that people take advantage, because if you don't sign up before March 31st, then you won't be able to sign up again until November. And I want to make sure that everybody has this opportunity now.
It's doing very, very well. I think it's surprised. It had a rough start, but you've got 5 million people that have signed up so far, which is an enormous amount of people that have signed up.
You're doing very, very well. I think everybody's very grateful you did this. So now we get our health care from our dear leader, and it doubles, triples, quadruples in price. Puts people onto part-time, raises payroll wages, taxes on poor people. I mean, this is state-run media. And we have this bobblehead up there, and it's supposedly all trendy and cute. And women, go out and make your kids sign up for this. Women, throw your kids into volcanoes. I mean, it's the same thing. Sacrifice your children to Moloch.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Obama's job is to come out with his surrogates and say, your children don't belong to you, the state is God, there is no tyranny in government, government is the answer, you didn't build your business, turn in your guns. Welcome to Costco, I love you, basically, right out of Idiocracy. And he's there to walk all over everyone. They're there to just train us that we're doormats and that anything goes. You can keep your doctor. I never said you could keep your doctor. I'll never come after any of your guns, not your handgun, your rifle, your shotgun. I firm pledge I'm coming after your guns. I'm going to ban them. I'm not going to hire any lobbyists, hires more than anybody ever did. I'm a Peace Prize winner, launch all these wars. Patriot Act, I'm going to repeal it, expands it, puts the NDAA in to secretly disappear American citizens. On and on and on and on and on and on by design psychological warfare on record to totally condition you to put up with anything. And then Rand Paul comes out and says, We've got a really scary government that's special interest and intelligence agencies that are spying on Congress, and we're scared. And it doesn't matter if you're black, white, old, young, libertarian, conservative, liberal. We're all together under attack. Let's come together and say no to this and take our country back. Total common sense. I just got chills. Literally, I have goosebumps right now. And people say, well, why? That's just common sense. Because it's being said. And in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. We can stop all the abortion and the demographic plunge in this country. You know, we need 56 million people to keep the economy going to the next generation. It's funny, they killed 54 million. I mean, folks know that, right? For every two parents, you need 2.1 children, or you demographically implode. We could reverse everything. We have an engine of liberty, an engine of wealth, an engine of developing new technologies and innovation. We can do anything, but the globalists on record are deploying the ratified UN treaty, Agenda 21 from 1992, written by the Club of Rome in the late 1960s for a post-industrial, post-Renaissance world, neo-feudalism, in their words. I call it neo-feudalistic fascism. They call it neo-feudalism. A neo-feudalist system is in Agenda 21. Go read it. Quote, post-industrial world. But not even a post-industrial world to have local sustainable communities. If communities chose that, that would be their issue. Maybe I want to live in a post-industrial area. But you better understand something. The globalists aren't going to be post-industrial. They're going to Alpha Centauri's. They're going into the depths of the human mind and exploration. They're going into life extension area. And they want you and I and our progeny to not share in the fields, the golden fields, the green fields, the Pelennor fields of Elysium. If you're a new listener, please don't send me an email saying Elysium is a movie. I know that. Elysium is a Greek demigod heaven of great mortals who become sub-gods and transcend death because the gods admired them. That's what Elysium is. So when I talk about Elysium, I don't mean it as a real place where the New York Times does an article. It's an idea, and the elite believe they are building Elysium for themselves. I want access to Elysium! And I've been telling you for 18 years, I want access to Elysium. And I want you to have access to Elysium. And I want those of us that are harder working and smarter, the artists, the creators, the musicians, the scientists, through free will, to attain even greater success, to pull up humanity, not to allow a tiny elite to shutter humanity so they can control us. And I know I repeat that like an emergency lighthouse beacon, because I'm telling you the main prime engine driver, the prime core directive of the eugenicist-based planetary regime is what you're being told here. It is not disputed. It is in thousands of publications, books, and magazines. It is the religion publicly operating by the elite in their global technotronic era takeover. And I do not like the people running it, A. B, something that's centralized will magnify their mistakes and their errors, and it shudders humanity. It is an absolute abomination what is being constructed with our energy, our will, our spirit, our creativity to be put into this grid they're building. And once this grid is built, ladies and gentlemen, it is like the Ring of Mordor. The essence of humanity is being forged into this grid. And if the ring is completed, if the technotronic system, the future predicting, future controlling mega grid is completed and is forged in hate and in malice and in evil with the spirit of this world in it, humanity will have to be thrown into the flame to purge the system. You understand that? No flesh would be spared. And that's why God may have to intervene, but we have to do the right thing in the final equation against this system. And God will take us the rest of the way. But these are the times that try men's souls. You can say, well, what's the religious connotation? Why are you bringing that up? Because the elite are on a religious quest to become gods. Ray Kurzweil, I don't believe in God yet. I will become God. I will resurrect my father. We will step on those of you that do not join with us like a bug. And even if you try to join with us, you may not have access to the technology. We may not let you have it. I mean, these are quotes I'm giving you, paraphrased quotes of thousands by these people. You go, well, that's just Ray Kurzweil. Yeah, the inventor of so many different computer systems, the scanner, the list goes on and on. The head technology director of future projects at Google. The decision's already been made. Now, people ask me, want to come over and watch the football game or watch a basketball game? Hey, want to come? Sure, I can come over and have a barbecue with a baseball game on in the background. But I sit there and see the propaganda. I sit there and see the manipulation. I sit there and watch, you know, the kids walk by with their iPads or whatever, already plugged into the Matrix. And I'm not judging anybody. I just see us losing our humanity and the people driving this evolution, as they call it, are the equivalent of technotronic vampires and have great ill will towards humanity. This is not some ring of power being forged to empower humanity and the human will towards good, like the Green Lantern ring, to use archetypal lore. This is a ring of evil, a ring of betrayal, a ring of death, a ring of destruction, a ring of darkness. Let's go back to the senator's speech at Berkeley, Senator Rand Paul, historic speech, saying we're all in this together, we're all under attack. Even the Congress is spied on illegally, those that are supposedly controlling the CIA. Ladies and gentlemen, the CIA was funded by British intelligence out of OSS in 1945 at the end of World War II. The CIA is a eugenics body and has always been a eugenics body, and has had many good people that have worked for it compartmentalized, believing they were doing a great work. But the CIA and the 1947 National Security Act is the coup against legitimate government. And the fact that Rand Paul in 2014 is now pointing out the dragon in the living room is the beginning of the end of this system. And for those that are on power trips that work for the FBI, Defense Intelligence, CIA, NSA, NORTHCOM, Space Command, all of it, you go home and see your sick kids. You know your family's dying. You know there's a lot of diseases. You know you're being targeted too. You didn't get a memo. You didn't get protected. You're not getting the ticket into Elysium. The truth is nobody's getting a ticket if these people win. They're being set up. You know this is destructive. I see a lot of government agents who are on power trips and feel like they've really arrived because they're a federal agent or a corporate agent. They have all this satisfaction, you know, that they're somebody and you're not somebody. That's all dress-up play, like when you were 5 years old dressed up like Superman. You know deep down you're a slave. You know deep down you're on a collision course. You know deep down that it's an evil system, and you think you're going to do good for your family going along with it. No, you're going to betray incrementally and destroy your family, and in your gut, you know that. So you have to make the decision as a citizen or as a school teacher or as a police officer or an auto mechanic or a rancher or a farmer or a factory worker or a window washer or as a poet or as a radio talk show host or a writer or a filmmaker, especially the artist, you have to make the decision on whether you're going to fight and struggle or whether you're going to be nihilistic and say, I don't care, it's always been bad, there's nothing I can do, I'm just going to have a good time. And go quietly into the night, giving up your humanity, giving up the animating contest. You will find fulfillment. You will find your instincts kicking in. You will find true humanity when you join the fight for life, when you taste it, when you feel it, when you love it, when you commit to it. All the doors will open. All those evil doors will begin to close. And you will find true fulfillment. The choice is up to you out there. Everyone knows the course we're on is one of rack and ruin. Let's go back to the senator's speech. The full speech is on InfoWars.com in the most popular section on the right-hand side. Rand Paul concerned about who is truly in charge of our government. And that question will expose the usurpers, the occupiers, and their collaborators. And that will be the beginning of the end. Because when that simple realization is had, no amount of technocracy, no amount of propaganda, no amount of entertainment shows with the president will reverse the destruction of the New World Order. Let's go back to the senator.
Last week, a new revelation came out. The NSA uses an automated system called Turbine. They've hacked into millions of computers. The NSA has even posed as a fake Facebook server. You may have seen Zuckerberg complaining to the president about this, to infect computers. If you have a computer, you may well be under surveillance. Who knows? They won't tell you. Your government collects information from every one of your phone calls.
It's all under surveillance.
That's what they're maintaining. Remember the warrant that Snowden revealed? Every phone call from Verizon was on the list. Your government stores your email so it can access it without a warrant. Your government claims the right to look at your every purchase online. Your government actually claims that none of your digital records are protected by the Fourth Amendment. Listen very carefully to that. They say they'll protect them, but they say none of your records are protected by the Fourth Amendment. This is something we're going to fight in court. If you own a cell phone, you are under surveillance. I believe what you do on your cell phone is none of their damn business.
That's right. Call for their arrest. High treason.
In the opening pages of Fahrenheit 451, the protagonist, Guy Montag, asks, wasn't there a time when firemen used to put out fires? They laugh and rebuke him and say, everybody knows that firemen start fires. Montag knows this. His father and grandfather had been firemen. It had been his duty for many years to burn books. He knew it was his duty, but this day would be different. Montag arrives on the scene to do his job, but he finds a woman who won't leave. She stands on her porch as they pile the books about her, but she won't leave. Undeterred, Montag proceeds with the other firemen to douse her and her books with kerosene. The woman shouts out and goads them. She is indignant that they would touch her books. She refuses to leave the porch. She says to them, play the man, Master Ridley. Today we will light such a candle by God's grace in England that it won't be soon forgotten. They keep dousing her with kerosene, and she says it again, play the man, Master Ridley. We will light such a candle. In the book, the reference is lost to the firemen as they simply do their job. The reference is to the 16th century figure Hugh Latimer, who literally became a human candle. He was burned at the stake in 1555 for heresy. His crime? He wanted to promote the idea that the Bible could be translated into English, which the state forbade. In the U.S. today, we're not yet burning people at the stake, nor are we burning books yet. But your government is interested in what you're reading. They're interested in what you say on your phone calls. They're interested in what you write in your emails. Or even if they say they're not interested, they say the Fourth Amendment doesn't protect any of
those. They're persecuting
records.
The press.
The NSA is collecting the records of every American. A year before Snowden's revelations, before Snowden had his leaks, I had heard that this was happening. I had talked with Ron Wyden, I'd seen some of the releases, and I had heard that they were collecting an unprecedented amount of records.
They're building giant NSA centers.
I wasn't allowed to reveal the number because they say it's a secret. Why the number's a secret, I don't know.
This is criminal.
So I announced that a gazillion records were being collected because I knew that was a fake number and they can't put me in jail for making up a number. But I wanted to emphasize, by using this fictitious number, a gazillion, I wanted the American public to know that the actual number of communications being collected by the federal government was
almost beyond. It's all about walking all over us, folks. They want to walk all over us. It's time we stand up.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Jones here, back live. We're going to have open phones and a ton of news in the next hour. And then we got Riley Martin coming on. You know, they have Howard Stern has two channels on XM. Howard 100 and Howard 101, and I've done a lot of international TV, BBC, Japanese television, CNN, Fox. I've been on basically everything, Discovery Channel, History Channel. I got a huge response going on Howard Stern show. People can say, well, that's a, you know, very evil, worldly show. Whatever. I'm not comparing myself to Christ, but, you know, Christ went out and went to where the worldly people were to talk to him. So I'll address any crowd. Doesn't mean I agree with everything they're doing or saying, but the point is they were very nice to be on the show, and they play clips now routinely on the show, a lot of it friendly, and they also have me on their news with their news program that is heard by millions and millions of people. That's great. It's wonderful. Just like Joe Rogan, you know, talks about me and plays clips on his show, and he reaches millions every day with his podcast that's, again, a model of the new media. But Riley Martin is just so entertaining and funny. But then I was on one of the news shows with him a couple weeks ago, and his analysis of what was happening in Ukraine was pretty accurate. He was smart. And I had never really heard that side of him on air, more of a comedy side. And so we're going to get Riley Martin on the show for like 30, 40 minutes at the start of the third hour today, just to have some fun. Because I've told you, we're going to start having a couple times a week some entertainment, some fun, to tie it into news, to get people that aren't into politics to watch and listen to the radio show. We can sit here and talk about hardcore technicals about FEMA camps and about GMO and glyphosates all day, and we will. But we're going to do some comedy. We're going to have some fun people on. The big star of Resident Evil and Fifth Element, Mila Jovovich. I don't know what she looks like. I forget how to pronounce her name. She's been retweeting our stuff and our videos and things. We're going to get her on the show. I mean, that's what it's all about. And when we get her on the show, then all of her millions of fans will start listening. This is what it's all about, networking, working with people who love liberty. There's no labels here except I want freedom and I want you to have freedom. And we have to be ready to win, folks. Most people don't want to be spied on. Most people don't want cancer viruses in the vaccines. Most people don't want GMO. And if I can go on Howard Stern and not be censored and talk about the New World Order to, you know, 4 or 5 million people a day, I will do it. I'm ready to win. I'm ready to sell liberty and defeat tyranny. That's what I do. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have the culture of victory. We have what's sexy. We have what's exciting. We have what is successful. It's like giving a man in the desert a glass of ice water. Let's start acting like it. Their only hope at the Cass Sunstein operation is to spread mass mental illness, infighting, COINTELPRO garbage. That's all they've got is Cass Sunstein, cognitive infiltration, infiltrate the alternative media that's taking over and destroy us, as the Pentagon said they would do. They're going to go after WorldNet Daily. They're going to go after InfoWars. They're going to go after Drudge. They're going to go after your operation when you start a YouTube channel or something so that they can get you off kilter responding to their lies, responding to their propaganda, so you can't move forward and become a leader. So the first time you start a YouTube channel or a podcast or whatever, and they come and try to mess with you, don't even respond. I'll quote Darth Vader on this one. When they're flying the trench in episode 3. Was it episode 4? Star Wars, the first one. Stay in attack formation. I'm on the leader. That's what you got to do. Not let the enemy get us off balance, but move forward. And the more flak comes at us, the more they open up those turbo lasers, the better. Because that means I'm going right in to the reactor shaft, and you know what we're going to do. We're going to blow this New World Order sky high. We are on the march. We have the initiative.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase.
increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.